Now we have Route 113. Route 113 is, to many auditors and to many pre-clears, one of the gall-dangdest, gee-whizzinest things that you ever ran into in your life. It is utterly, utterly phenomenal. We could probably start a university which would do nothing but fool around with R-113. That's typical of so many parts of Dianetics and Scientology. You could just go on and concentrate and specialize on these things forever and aye. R-113, have pre-cleared just genetic entity anchor points. That's an interesting process. Fabulous process. In order to start in with this process, we actually have to go in to the actual structure of the body. Now, to tell you about this in 15 minutes is really not difficult. You would think this is quite something. The genetic entity anchor points. What do we call a genetic entity? Genetic entity simply means that entity which is carrying along through time that is making the body through the time stream, through the action of sex and so forth. Sperm ovum, embryo, infant, man. What is the single or many intelligences which go into the actual structure which eventually results in a grown body? Well, that we call a genetic entity. It isn't a him, it isn't a her. It would simply be the combined intelligences which eventually result in this result. Now, this could or could not, or may not, include the Thetan or awareness-awareness unit. Actually, the awareness-awareness unit probably would not admit his responsibility for making this body from beginning to end anyhow. So the genetic entity might even be the awareness-awareness unit, the Thetan. Might even be. We're not interested in whether it is or isn't. We're interested here in structure, and with the adjustment of anchor points. Dianetics and Scientology went into structure and disbarred all holes. We're perfectly willing to address the field of structure today, which we were not in 1950. And the reason why we are willing to address structure today is because we know something about structure today, and we were unwilling before because we didn't know anything about it. And if medicine and psychiatry and so forth were to present that conservative attitude toward existence, they would be far better off. They're continually invading the field of structure without having one brain cell to knock against another one on the subject. They don't know anything about it, and their courage and adventurousness is something that should be saluted by some of the greater adventurers of history. We are actually today not being adventurous in Dianetics and Scientology, really. We are holding the conservative line. And we're not like medicine and psychiatry, which are wild, incapable, improbable, and so on. If you take that attitude, you fare much better. They test one case and say, we run a series. They test two cases, we run a series. And they are perfectly willing, now get this, they are perfectly willing to treat structure without knowing a single thing about structure. Oddly enough, it took electronics and nuclear physics to scout out this thing called structure. What is structure? It depends primarily upon viewpoint of dimension, the definition of space.